Pages 16 and 17, questions and answers. We've tried to anticipate some of the questions you may have. However, if you have a question that we haven't answered here, please email consultation@fareham.gov.uk or use one of the telephone numbers under the Who Can I Talk To section, which follows. Why do housing numbers keep changing? The Council has to follow the Government's current National Planning Policy Framework, NPPF, and associated guidance on the number of homes needed. This policy has changed significantly within the last year. This is not something that we have control over, but we must respond to it in the new local plan. The guidance, broadly speaking, calculates how many homes are needed by taking into account household projections and affordability based on house prices compared to local salaries. What is the housing delivery test? New government guidance includes an annual housing delivery test, HDT. This is a new annual measurement of housing delivery that looks back over the previous 3 years to check whether the number of houses built corresponds to the number required during the same period. The government publishes these figures every November. If a council falls short, it could be required to increase the number of homes it permits in the following years. The good news for Fareham is that when the first HDT results were published in February 2019, the borough had delivered 137% of its housing target. This was based on the housing numbers in the adopted local plan rather than the government's new target of a minimum of 520 homes a year. How can a council ensure new houses are built beyond just giving planning permission? Although the council isn't in direct control of most house building in the borough, there are a number of ways the council can encourage delivery. These include reducing the amount of time for which a planning permission remains valid and working more closely with developers on their proposed delivery timescales. What about the homes planned at Wellbourne? Wellbourne has been delayed for more than 5 years because of ownership issues, land assembly issues, and a delayed planning application. These were out of the council's control, but mean there is some catching up to do. New homes are not being built fast enough in Fareham. In fact, we currently anticipate only 4,000 of the 6,000 homes planned at Wellbourne will be built by 2036. Planning housing elsewhere is now necessary to meet greatly increased government targets. What happens if you don't have a local plan? If a council doesn't have a local plan, it is not able to control where and how development takes place in the borough. This means that whilst the planning committee may turn down an application because it does not accord with the local plan, if the council is not meeting government targets for new homes, then it could be very difficult to defend an appeal against the council's decision. An important part of any local plan is the ability to show a robust 5-year housing land supply. In 2017, the council lost an appeal because the inspector did not accept the council had an adequate 5-year housing land supply. And what is a 5-year housing land supply? While the local plan covers developments happening in Fareham over the next 15 years, a percentage of all the new homes in the plan must be delivered every 5 years to meet immediate need. The council has to demonstrate that the local plan allows for the right number of new homes by showing when and where planned development is taking place. What is sustainable development? Sustainable development can be summarised as meeting the needs of the present without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own needs. More information can be found in the NPPF. There are many environmental, social and economic issues that have to be carefully considered when assessing whether a development is sustainable. For example, among other considerations, how people can access everyday services and facilities. And how is the council dealing with the environmental impacts of proposed developments? The Council recognises that without appropriate mitigation, new development could have a negative impact upon the borough, such as via emissions from traffic and increased levels of wastewater. These effects could reduce the water quality of protected habitats such as Portsmouth Harbour and the Solent, which are of considerable importance in terms of the wildlife they support. A fundamental part of developing the local plan will be to fully understand what negative impacts could occur, and the Council will commission the necessary work to ensure that they are fully understood. Once the impacts have been identified, the Council will work with a broad range of organisations to identify and agree the necessary mitigation measures that will need to be put in place. Who can I talk to? If your inquiry relates to the content of this consultation, please call the planning team 01329 824 601. That's 01329 824 601. If your inquiry is about how you can have your say, call the consultation team on 01329 824 409. That's 01329 824 409.